A joke about understanding how to use a smartphone or knowing a current pop culture reference, unneeded help with routine tasks. Those are some of the ways older people experience ageism. The University of Michigan looked at ageism in its national poll on healthy aging, which has just been released. Dr. Preeti Malani is U of M's chief health officer. She's also part of the group that worked on the poll. Dr. Malani, good morning.
Good morning.
The poll surveyed people between 50 and 80 years old, and 40% of the respondents said they routinely experience three or more types of ageism. Could you describe some other ways that that plays out for them?
Ageism can happen in the workplace, it can happen in housing, and it can also happen in healthcare. One of the important findings that we noted was that older adults who experienced more everyday ageism also reported more issues with their physical and mental health. For the purposes of this survey, some of the things that we asked specifically about was whether they assumed because of their age, whether individuals might have difficulty using cell phones or computers, hearing or seeing, understanding or remembering, and whether they might need help with tasks that they can normally do on their own.
You mentioned that the poll seems to show a correlation between people who are routinely experiencing ageism and their health. What kinds of things do those responses show?
Now, in the healthcare setting, there's a tendency sometimes to underestimate people's understanding of whatever might be happening with them medically. And this is a form of ageism in and of itself. There might be times where a patient is seeing you, but you look to their family members instead of to the patient. These things, they seem subtle, but in the end, it really could impact someone's health and decision-making and even well-being.
In the case of respondents who had experienced more ageism and had more health concerns, is there a chance that that's a two-way street, that the people with more health concerns may attract more offers of help even if they're unwanted, and that sort of thing that might be perceived as ageism?
It's something worth digging into. And again, the limitations of our poll don't allow us to really understand the relationship, but I do think it's a two-way street.
COVID-19 is known to be more deadly in older adults than other age groups, and older adults are also more likely to have underlying conditions that increase their risks. The poll was done before the pandemic, but how might some of the findings apply if and when older workers are concerned about returning to their jobs and maybe doing it later than their younger colleagues?
We talk about the workplace and businesses opening up and the lack of feeling safe. This happens in social settings too, with grandparents not feeling like they can visit with grandkids. And those who live in a retirement community, for example, people are not allowed to have visitors. They're not allowed to leave and come back. So there is this huge human toll of COVID. And the workplace is something that we need to be aware of as more and more businesses are trying to get back to some type of semblance of normalcy. Are older adults going to feel like they can get back, or are they going to feel pressured to get back when they shouldn't?
What else stood out to you about the poll findings?
The fact that, in fact, most older adults held very positive views towards aging. About 88% said that they are more comfortable being themselves, and 80% reported a strong sense of purpose. It's interesting that aging is sort of a product of American culture. Some of the things we found in this poll is that older adults themselves hold negative beliefs about aging and older people. And of course, not all of them and not around all issues. But this may explain why aging and aging-related changes are feared in American culture rather than celebrated. And around the world, there are many examples of older adults and aging itself being celebrated, and also the value put on older adults and the role that they might play within families and within communities.
Dr. Preeti Malani is the chief health officer at the University of Michigan. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
To read more about U of M's national poll on healthy aging, visit michiganradio.org.